Good morning, everyone. My name is Brian Borda. I'm from the Office of the Secretary of Defense for Military, Community, and Family Policy, and I'm honored to be with you this morning, and I'm going to spend a little time talking to you about DOD's Healthy Base Initiative, or as we call it, HBI. This demonstration project, as we call it, was born out of the National Prevention Strategy, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with that. You can see the three circles there. Those are the areas that we are specifically focused on, tobacco-free living, active living, and healthy eating. It's a demonstration project. We picked those three areas mainly because we felt that those were the three that most impacted healthcare costs, and if we could move the needle on those three, that theoretically would result in a savings in healthcare costs. It's part of Health Base Initiative is under something that's called Operation Live Well, and Operation Live Well is DOD's overall response to the National Prevention Strategy. So that is a long range, a 20-year initiative that Office of Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs is running, and we are part of that. And you can see the strategy there: encourage individuals to engage actively in every aspect of healthy living. It's a phased approach, and we are in phase one. Healthy Base Initiative is phase one, and the theory is that the results of our project will inform the National Prevention Operation Live Well as it goes forward. So we're a demonstration project. We're testing things out, the results of which hopefully will go into the longer range program. You can see there at the bottom, those boxes are the different components of Operation Live Well. So we're in the first phase. And then, as you can see, as they go across, there's other components of it as well: advisory boards, research, beneficiaries, so on and so forth. Our burning platform, as I said, healthcare costs. Right now, it's about 10% of the DOD budget, $50 billion a year, and it's rising, where the rest of the DOD budget is falling. So, as you can imagine, healthcare costs, we expect they won't fall as the DOD budget falls. They're there. They're fixed. Out of that, about $3.2 billion we can attribute to obesity and tobacco-related illnesses, about $1.6 billion to each. And you can see some numbers there, tobacco users and obesity, numbers of obese people. As Bill said in the beginning, it's a national security issue for us for several reasons. Number one, because of the costs. So every dollar that goes to preventable health care is a dollar that's not spent on training or other mission necessities. It also affects recruitment, as Bill mentioned. About 20-25% of 18 to 24-year-olds are not eligible to enlist in the U.S. military because they don't meet fitness and weight standards. It's also one of the leading reasons that people are involuntarily separated from the Department of Defense, from the military. So when you consider the cost of training, new recruits, some specialties, let's take a nuclear submarine technician can cost $1 million to train one, and then you figure that they could be separated for weight. It's a big expense. So these are our objectives. So on the left, you've got the things we're trying to increase. We call them the four R's: recruiting, readiness, resilience, and retention. On the left, you got the things we're trying to decrease: long-term costs. And the focus is on prevention. What we're trying to do is move from a health treatment system to a health prevention system, which is a big culture change, probably for the nation, in particular for the DOD. Probably about 98% of the dollars are spent on treatment, 2% on prevention, so we're trying to change that. This is just a little bit about how we're organized. So in the middle, this is kind of the working arm of our group. We've got a couple project champions at the top. In the middle, we've got, these are our partners. So we've partnered with OSD Health Affairs. They provide all the medical policy for DOD. We do all of the, we run the programs that are on any installation. So it's a partnership. We've also partnered with what we call AT&L. They're the infrastructure people on an installation. Of course, the service headquarters of our branches, defense commissary agencies, the grocery stores, our exchanges, kind of like the department stores, Department of Defense Education, the schools, Defense Logistics Agency, and of course our HBI test sites. So these are what we call our framework. These are the areas that we're looking at when we talk about trying to improve the health and wellness on an installation. We've broken it out into these categories. So we've got children, schools and families, the food, what we call the physical environment. That's how the installation looks. Can you bike on it? Can you walk on it? Can the kids walk to school on it? A lot of our installations are very industrial, as you can imagine. The health and wellness, tobacco use, and the physical activity environments. These are our pilot locations. So as you can see, all across the country, we've got one overseas location as well. What we did was we initially started with two per service, two Army, two Marine, two Air Force, two Navy, and we added some extra ones. We've got a guard and a reserve installation. We've got a couple of our partner, you can see there on the right, the Defense Logistics Agency and Defense Health Headquarters. Those are large office complexes. They're also partners with us. So they felt it was important to kind of lead by example, if you will. And we also have a Coast Guard station. So we tried to get a wide variety. The number one reason that we selected an installation was the leadership on that installation. So we wanted installation commanders that were focused on this, that were interested in making improvements in these areas, that were willing partners, if you will. And believe it or not, we had no trouble finding very willing partners. They recognize it. They see it every day. They know the impacts, so most commanders are focused on this to one degree or another. So this is our way ahead. What we've done is we've spent the last 6 or 8 months doing installation site visits. We've gone to each of the 14 installations. We've created a profile for that installation. We wanted to know what they're doing, what they've created locally that they think may impact, what the challenges are on that installation. We've collected data and analyzed it, and tried to come up with best practices if they have them. We did something called service member familiarization, where we sat down and we did interviews, in-depth interviews with military, their dependents, their commanders, and we asked them, you know, what are the challenges, what are the barriers, what are the opportunities? We really tried to figure out, as we move forward, you know, the human aspect of the realities of life as a military service member or a spouse or a dependent. We're creating action plans for each installation. They're tailored for each installation. We're implementing interventions, if you will, at each installation that we think will impact those areas around the wheel that was on the previous slide. And then comes our demonstration phase, which we're getting into right now. Of course, we're trying to measure everything we do. That's one of the goals. So we're collecting baseline measurements. What are the people eating now? How often are they exercising now? What are some of the biometrics on the installation now? Installation, the BMI, things like that. What are they now? So that as we move forward, we can see what may be having an effect, what may not be. Monitoring results, impacts. At the end, we want to offer a blueprint, if you will, to the rest of the DoD. The analogy I like to use is if somebody says, it's a green car, it's a green company, you kind of have a mental image that it's environmentally friendly in some way. So what we want to get to at the end is what a healthy base would be. So if somebody says X base is a healthy base, what does that mean? What does that look like? We want to get to that kind of parity. In fact, personally, I'd like to have a certification, a healthy base certification, so that if certain goals and objectives are met, then you get that stamp as a healthy base. So it's one of the other things we're trying to do on the side. And then promising practices to the civilian community. We think there may be some opportunities there as well. It's a different environment, obviously, on a very controlled installation, but we think there may be some lessons learned that we can share as well. And that's it in a nutshell. We have a website that you can go and get some more information on it if you'd care to.
Thank you, Brad.
With that, I'll take questions.